Hi, my name is Crystal Clark, inmate number 435064. I'm in WHV, the Valley of Death. It's so much right now. I'm going through a lot. I'm sick, so I got to take my time a little bit. This is so sad how they treating us. It's a lot going on I can't really talk about, but my health is no better. The doctor just really telling me. She just, Dr. S, for like the ward and everything, my whole body, they tell me I have to sit outside. That's the only way I'm going to get help, unless to get out the prison. The water, they prepping the food, they said, where they cooking at, all the dirty water, bird, dookie be in the pants. The young ladies told them, reported this, and then they get in trouble reporting this, so they feeding us this old, disgusted food. Like, it's just so sad. And then I'm getting harassed and retaliated. When I go in the kitchen, they want me to sit down and eat. My face is already twisted. I can't barely eat, so they give us like 10 minutes. It's just sad. I cut my side to get some air, get harassed by Sergeant Hart. He's supposed to have a heart. His last name is Hart. This lady who pushed me, my aide, got diarrhea. She got to use it, so she got to sit here and use it on herself. And one of these ladies is on that minute, and she bleeding through her pants. And he's sitting up there talking about us like it's funny. Like, this is sad. Like, and nothing happened. These people getting away with a lot. These men don't even know how to talk to us. This is unstoppable. And then he's going to tell me, do what I got to do, report whatever I got to do to do it. Like, he gets so tough and untouchable. But do what I got to do when you're out here flirting with these females and doing you, ain't nothing being said. Like, this is sad. These people out here got to use the bathroom and use it on themselves, and he gets in there and won't let us out. And the warden, like, this needs to, something to happen. Like, this is really ridiculous. Like, I'm looking like a older, and I ain't even older. My skin, all this has changed, and everything. I'm swollen from spills, hair, and toast, barely can eat. They study for me on these antibiotics, tell me I got to get out of this prison, but how can I get out of this prison? They don't want to help me. They just sit here. This is unacceptable. I just wanted to update y'all, because I know y'all heard from me a long time. I'm going through hell. I try to do as much as I can to stay strong and ignore my pain. Like, and that's all I can do, and pray. And pray, and I thank everybody who listened, who wrote me. I just want to tell y'all thanks, and I'm very, very thankful for this radio station, everyone, all of you. We want to say we really love y'all. Y'all have been a blessing in our life. Really thankful for all us. But we are, this is sad. No bleach, no nothing. We got a shower in cold water all day. People, bowel moving everywhere, blood everywhere. Like, this is unacceptable. They denied me seeing my mother and my sister. They playing games. I can't, my mother's been all the way out of another state and haven't saw me. My sister, they come up here and see me. They denied them from seeing me. And the PC tell me, they tell them to start another visit list, and they've been on my visit list for 12 years. This is all retaliation. Every time I ask them something, anybody else can go up there and talk to everybody. When it comes to me, they know, so I toot it up. Or it's something about the radio station, or it's something about attorneys. This is not right. This is sad. This is sad. And these men, they can come in the kitchen and sit down and eat good meals and fresh food, and we get leftovers with bugs and bird dookie all in our pans that they got to cook out. No hot water. There was no hot water, so we eat. Everything is not sanitary. This is terrible. Yeah, this is so sad, and I'm trying to talk fast because I know we ain't got that much time. This is so sad. Like, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on in here. They are doing a lot. And the same men who had beat down the lady Carrie Hall, he's standing there thinking it's a joke. He's thinking it's a joke. This man gets to talk to us any kind of way and do what he wants. Ross, whatever his name, and they all three. I'm gonna go say these two.
Thank you for using GTL.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.